And now it's time for StoryCorps Atlanta. Pam Moore felt the effects of multiple brain aneurysms that made her speak a little slower than most people. She was self-conscious about it until she met her best friend, Lorene Bromfeld. In the StoryCorps Atlanta booth, Pam and Lorene talked about her medical condition, as well as their friendship.
A brain aneurysm is when your brain is bleeding out. Most people have experienced one brain aneurysm. I was experiencing with 5 to 6 at the base of my brain. When I encountered that, I had to endure a 10-hour surgery, laying on my stomach, and only 3% survival of that surgery. And because of the type of surgery I had to endure, it affected my speech. And believe it or not, I'm a former school teacher. So I used to teach kids how to read, like every day, and enunciating words and using projection and pronunciation. There was a fear at first when I started to speak. I heard something different when I spoke. There was people that were treating me differently, especially people from my past. And I think when you go through a trying time, as I did, then you really can find out who your true friends are. And when I met Lorene, I never will forget. I was just so uncomfortable about being open and being transparent about my life. But she just shared with me recently that she saw me as normal because she never knew anything about my past. She just sees me as Pam and assesses me as Pam. And she doesn't know me any other way.
That's right. I don't. One quote that I love about friendship is the tie that binds us. And a tie that binds anything is like a gift. So I have tied up our friendship as a gift that I hope we will have for many, many years to come.
It's incredible. I'm so proud to be able to speak. I believe the most powerful testimony of where I am in life is to enjoy my life with not being ashamed of what has happened to me, but to encourage others who've been through it. It makes me have more of a zest for life. And this is one of those relationships for a lifetime.
It's something that I don't take for granted. And when God put people in your life, you have to cherish them, and He put them there for a reason. This has been our reason.